Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, Steelers practicing today. Early video of Russell Wilson. Still not that mobile in practice. We'll see if he's listed as limited. I'm guessing he will be. Isaac Seumalo seen at practice. We'll see how involved he was. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Right now, live from Bowser Chevy in Monroeville, it's Pony and Muller. The 50-minute mark on The Fan was brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. We're live at Studio B. Talking about Rowdy Tellez, Mike Florio in less than a half hour. Now, former Pirates greats, at least one now, is out saying critical things about this decision. Al Oliver on Twitter. I know what respect means. What the Pirates did to this player, total disrespect. Now, is this the real Al Oliver, or did I just give someone credit for having an Al Oliver Twitter account? You can't tell anymore.
Well,
because the verification is about paying for it and not actually being
the person.
The person.
The link in the bio, al-oliver.com. Welcome to al-oliver.com, home of Al Scoop Oliver.
But somebody who was pretending to be Al Oliver
could
post
be
his
selling
website.
Merch.
Well, they could still post Al Oliver's website.
Here, I got one other way I'll look. I'm going to see who...
Are there any personal pictures of Al Oliver that you would think only this Twitter account would be able to get
Greg
access
Brown
to?
Greg Brown follows the account.
Okay.
Corrado follows the account. Alex Stumpf.
Ooh.
Most of the people who cover the team in one way or another.
You throw a big heavy hitter in there like Stumpf. I'm starting to think this is the real deal.
Deion Gorman.
Well, Deion follows like 100,000 people on Twitter, so he's not a good...
The Pirates official team account follows it.
All right.
That was the one I was looking for.
They might not anymore.
They still do for right now.
Al might catch a block for this.
MLB
account.
This
total disrespect comment.
Account. I don't know. He just
Al might be getting a phone call for this, Malzy.
I don't think Al really cares. Do you?
Well, no. Would you care? When you're, what is he, in his 70s? When do you think you get to the point in life where you're like, you know what, I don't give a damn anymore? And do you think you're already there?
I was just going to say, I was trying to calculate the number of days in the past. I don't know. No, don't you have to always kind of give a crap?
Al Oliver, 77. Now, my grandmother is 90. She has no filter. She just says whatever the hell she wants.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's got to be a great feeling. And most of her takes are on, what, college hoops still?
Yeah, and the way people look. She's big on if you've gained weight, pointing it out immediately. If you've lost weight, saying it right away, too.
Now, has she seen you, like, recently since you really were starting to get some results with the workouts?
Semi-recently, yeah. She was in town for my daughter's first birthday, and I did not get a huge ringing endorsement.
Have you been working out?
No, I didn't.
Hitting the
I should have walked around with my shirt off or my biceps.
Well, that would have been kind of weird.
But, yeah,
well, who, I didn't. Hulk Hogan?
Just rip off my shirt in front of her. And start hulking up.
According to Hulk Hogan, apparently, he was not a steroid user and not a steroid abuser. Apparently, that's making the rounds again today.
So I guess Al Oliver is like, screw it.
Just
man.
Said it's I'm 77. Disrespectful.
If they're going to hold this against me, if they don't want to invite me back for another Hall of Fame dinner, I'm good with that. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Tom in Bethel Park. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Good show today.
Thank you.
I want to a bonus is something that you deserve, and I don't know if Roddy deserved the bonus or not, and I don't know whether I have the right to even weigh in, because I didn't spend a penny at the stadium, but I give my heart listening on the radio every night. And I don't think that – I think Skeens, he got his bonus, I think, after the All-Star break. Well, couldn't they have shut him down or something and saved the year of eligibility?
Yes,
but if
that's another thing
I brought
of
the year,
up.
If he'd have run the rookie of the year, he'd have still, it would have still counted it as a year eligibility or whatever. So,
yes, with both I Paul Skeens and Jared Jones, they did things that in the big financial picture was actually worse for them this year.
Yeah, well, I just remember hearing around the All-Star break about, the talk was about shutting them down or whatever. And as far as I've been hearing about 200,000, and I'm not crying poor mouth, but I was a letter carrier in the city, and it took me 3 years to earn $200,000. It takes me 5 years of pension to get $200,000. It's a lot of money. I don't believe it's a drop in a bucket for most middle income.
No middle income person is being asked to give Rowdy Tellez a $200,000 bonus. A billionaire who owns a baseball team that's probably worth $2 or $3 billion is the one being asked to cut the check.
I think that this is unique to a few teams in baseball. If the White Sox did this, if the A's did this, if the Rays did this, if the Pirates did this, and they did, they would get crucified for it, and clearly the Pirates are.
The Marlins probably.
Marlins are another good one. If the Braves had did this week, I think everyone's like, oh, damn, that sucks for Rowdy Tellez. But then life goes on.
Can I give you my honest opinion? I think there's a reason why if the Braves did this, people would just say, oh, well, the Braves wouldn't do it. Like, that's the point.
They'd keep him on the team and just pay him?
I just think most cases, or this team would, they would just say, yeah, it's $200,000. We're a publicly traded company. They
well,
are.
Usually those publicly traded companies are looking at the bean counters and the pencil pushers and the spreadsheets.
Well, the Braves have signed numerous good contracts, like with Albies and Acuna and everything else. I think a lot of teams would just say, you know what, $200,000, it's the cost of good publicity here. Because all those things that the Pirates did with Jones and Skeens that are going to cost them money did not really, what I would say, buy them a ton of goodwill. We occasionally talked about it and said, hey, at least they're keeping them up on the team. This is one of those ones where I think the amount of money you'd be spending to avoid this exact story, it's on McAfee, Passan's going off, everything. The amount of money you would have needed to spend to avoid this, I think, is...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Small.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I am curious to hear What Noah Hyles tells us in the 5 o'clock hour, because he's talking to people that are close to Rowdy Tellez about this situation. So we've gotten one side of the story so far from the Pirates. We'll see if Noah has tracked down Big Rowdy on this. Big Rowdy not shy about sharing an opinion on things, even when it doesn't involve himself, and this story does. He would interject and Kool-Aid man his way into other things, like David Bednar. So I'm guessing if people have tried to talk to him, he's not going to say, I plead the fifth or no comment.
Yeah, I don't think. What if he'll go on like John Boy or something? Now, John Boy is complicated for you because you think that's pitching ninja.
That was a one-time mistake. I don't know why you continue to bring that up and make me feel bad about it.
Yeah, I thought it was one of my it was probably one of my three or four favorite moments on the air.
Here is AJ and Shaler. Hello, AJ.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
AJ, great to talk to you again. How are you?
Good. My wife and I have been season ticket holders for 26 years.
Congratulations.
And here's the
on
reason, and it's sort of going to be tongue-in-cheek, but maybe not. Here's the reason he actually deserves the money. In the world of pirate hell, he is our Ohtani. He hits home runs. Oh, now, granted, not a ton of them. He's hit 13, which is better than four or five at least of our Pirates. Number two, he pitches. He's got a better ERA than most of the pitching staff that we have. He plays first base. And like John Wehner said this morning, he's one of the few people that can turn a double into a single. He's actually done everything the Pirates asked of him, and he's made the second half of this season enjoyable every once in a while. And it's been a hard road.
Yes, nothing like a big, heavy-set athlete that we can all laugh at and treat like the clown who isn't sure if people are laughing at him or laughing with him when he's out there.
I did like the ERA. I did like the ERA bit. I did like also just leading with he's like our Ohtani.
Did you know that I had I was deathly afraid of clowns for most of my life? That in the last like 10 years, I've conquered my clown phobia.
So much so that when you give some of your opinions, people think you've become one.
Like when I went and saw It with Amanda, mm-hmm. I didn't know that it was a clown movie.
Clown-based horror.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, for such a scary clown where it eats that one kid, bites his arm off, and kills so him in the sewer, that clown goes out in the absolute most pathetic way possible.
Over my eyes like this the entire time.
That's kind of pathetic. Then they bully the clown to death. They literally just like...
No, I know. We went over this in the...
I just still can't get over that. What a chump way to go.
Movie,
they don't stab you. They just say you look like a loser and like the thing shrinks into a corn cob.
Johnny next. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Been patiently listening to these calls. Got a couple quick points I'd like to make. I'll make it quick. But last night, you know, when this hit and, you know, like my timeline, I'm sure it's different from a lot of others, but, you know, right before that, I watched the Bay Area sports anchor actually go nuclear on the A's ownership. And I watched that quick clip. I wish you guys had some of that audio. And there were immediate parallels being drawn to Pittsburgh. And then this hit, and there were even more parallels being drawn between the two clubs. And one thing I just want to set straight, I don't think they're mutually exclusive as far as going out and getting a good free agent, and then what they hold here. And I agree with Chris wholeheartedly about the optics and the price of public relations. All they had to do was finish the season mediocre, where everybody expected them to be, where everybody expects the organization to be, right? And fade off into sunset, riding a high of Paul Skenes as a lure. But unfortunately, this isn't – this is such – with a week to go – and try to attract free agents, DFA and him, put four bets short. And everybody keeps talking like he deserves a bonus, like my bonus at my work. Like it was, you know, we had a good year at work or I met my quota. You know, you get a bonus. This is different from that. This isn't like a Ricky Williams incentive-laden contract, you know, where he bet on himself. This was like pretty much standard boilerplate for a lot of these athletes' contracts. And you better believe that this got leaked by an agent or by a Rowdy or somebody in the clubhouse. And there's not more of an impact
I disagree with that. Did not get linked. There's a guy who's a psychopath about looking into baseball numbers and contracts in Pittsburgh.
His name's Ethan Houlihan.
I'm gonna say that with a positive connotation.
I'm going to give him credit because I got to throw a Dink McAfee in his show a little bit because
they gave him no credit for it.
They took his entire tweet about it and did not attribute it to him at all. They just cut everything off. Come on, Pat.
I mean, Johnny, so just to make sure you're right. If they offer Christian Walker $1 million more than another team, he'll say screw the Pirates because of what they did to Rowdy Tellez. I just don't believe.
Yeah, I do actually believe that. Okay. Yeah, best ballpark in the majors, great city to live, affordable, great for the family. Yeah, great. But people want to go play for a winner. And this exacerbates at the end of a season. Not only does it exacerbate what everybody thinks about nutting, right, and on the heels of those comments with the A's, but also what it does to the locker room. Right, you don't think those guys here are watching this going, are you freaking kidding me?
What if, like, as a rebuttal, what Paul Skeen said, they could have easily shut me down. I could have been third in the rookie of the year voting, and they could have locked me up in Pittsburgh for an extra year. Instead, they let me pitch in meaningless games the last month of the season.
Great, but what does that to do with Rowdy Tellez? Four at-bats? I mean, and Sherrington's comments cannot be overlooked. He was stuttering and muttering, and he was put in a horrible spot, you know, about being in good faith. That's a bunch of BS. We see right through that. Own it if you're going to do it. Four at bats.
Everyone's issue really is with the timing of this. If I had said to you,
if they cut him loose on September 1st or whatever, I honestly would not be bringing this up because he would be so far away from it. He'd be so far away. They'd already have been out of the race. And if they were bringing up young players, I'd have said, I would have actually said the thing that many people are saying right now. Hey, tough luck, Rowdy. Team just wasn't good enough. You had a brutal first couple months to help contribute to that. Bullpen fell apart. Like,
So because it was a day.
Yes, because it looks ridiculous. It looks like you could almost envision somebody running into somebody's office going,
I understand that, but hold on.
He's four plate appearances. What do we want to do with this?
But I do think two things can be true. Something can look ridiculous and not actually be ridiculous. Not giving a bad baseball player an extra $200,000 is not ridiculous.
Do you think that they were aware this whole time of how close he was plate appearances-wise?
They had to be. I don't think Charrington denied that yesterday.
So just to be clear, if the real reason you DFA'd him is to get a look at a couple of other guys, why wouldn't you want a more extended look when you haven't played a meaningful game in weeks?
I agree with you on that. My thing is they had two guys who they wanted to call up because the AAA season ended. And they had to replace two guys on the roster, so they got rid of guys that are going to be free agents at the end of the year. And the timing does look awful.
They could have just done this weeks ago, and they should have, and they would have avoided all of this scrutiny, including from me.
It's time for our weekly chat with Mike Florio, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. We haven't touched Steelers yet today because we've been nipples deep in this Rowdy Tellez thing. Mike is obviously everyone knows him from Pro Football Talk, but he is kind of local. He's down close to Wheeling, West Virginia, and he grew up a Pirates fan, so he is familiar with the organization, and we know how much Mike is into contracts and things like that. Mike, has this story with Rowdy Tellez where the Pirates got rid of him, four plate appearances shy of a $200,000 bonus, have you heard about this yet?
I saw that there was a player who lost his $200,000 bonus. I don't know who Rowdy Tellez is. Number one, it sounds made up. And number two, it sounds like he's a wrestler, not a baseball player.
Yes.
He's built like kind of a big wrestler, like Earthquake or Typhoon from back in the day.
Mike, do you think this is a common thing even in football where teams do this to guys?
No, I think if anything, they bend over backwards to try to help the guy, right? They negotiate these incentives into contracts, and if football players sense that they're getting screwed out of the chance to earn the money that they've put in 99% of the effort to get, that's a problem. So I think if anything, you see teams help a guy or even say, you got close enough, we'll go ahead and act as if this was earned. So I think it's the opposite. I think it's a sign, and I say this somewhat reluctantly because the Nuttings are in Wheeling. I used to deliver their newspapers, you know, but it's
did
a sign
of
dysfunction.
Did you, like, get on a bicycle and deliver the paper? Like,
like the Paperboy video game?
Yeah.
No, I rode my bike house to house or walked or, like, went in. It was, like, truly neither snow nor wind nor something, dark of night, whatever the hell they say about post office. I delivered those papers. I got them. I got every paper where it needed to go, except when I didn't. But they always paid me. And if they would have stiffed me, I would have been very upset. So it's a sign of a dysfunctional organization that they did this.
Mike, how about the Steelers now and their quarterback situation? You were talking last week with us, and this made the rounds, that Mike Tomlin had to be conscious of Russell Wilson activating his public relations team and personal agenda team. If he's frustrated with not being the quarterback. back, do you feel like we are much closer to him hitting that button to activate it today?
I don't think he's dumb enough to do it. And let me flip it around. I think he's smart enough to know he should never do that with Mike Tomlin. The only thing he should ever consider doing is going in and seeing Tomlin face to face and not bringing any of his personas with him. No Mr. Unlimited, no guy that was trying to sell Subway sandwiches a couple of years ago with that weird video. Go in there man to man and say, hey, you always say you want volunteers, not hostages. I'd like to be traded to XYZ, to which Tomlin should frankly say, I'm not going to do it, and here's why it's in my best interest not to do it, and here's why it's in your best interest for me not to do it. So I think that's the worst that would happen, the most that would happen. If Russell Wilson tries anything else, it's not going to end well for him. And his best play is to just wait for an opportunity. Get himself healthy and wait for an opportunity. And if for some reason Justin Fields goes wire to wire, oh, well, that's part of the risk that you take in football, that you're going to end up injured, somebody else is going to come in and play, and that guy's going to play so well that even when you're fully healthy, they're not going to put you back in.
Mike, as somebody that wanted them to start Fields all along, so far you have been proven very right in your analysis of the player.
Yes.
3-0. If Justin Fields doesn't make it through the whole season, if Russell Wilson would get his chance, do you think at this point it is more likely because Justin Fields gets hurt or Justin Fields' performance dips appreciably?
Well, I'd say it's more likely because he gets hurt, because he got hurt last year and missed several games, and his playing style is conducive to getting hit. The more you get hit, the more you get hurt, or the more likely you get hurt. I think they're in a great spot here, and Tomlin won't come out and say it. They used to call it the 100% rule, where the player who's injured gets his job back when he's 100%. He's just never 100% until the guy who's playing stumbles. What they can do here, by never declaring that Fields has taken the mantle of QB1, they just let it ride. And if and when Fields ever regresses, and if the team loses two or three in a row and a spark is needed, you're not benching the guy who may be your future at the position. You're just putting QB1 back on the field. So it's not something you can engineer, but when it lands in your lap, I think you embrace it. Just Russell Wilson still recovering, and we're taking it 1 week at a time. And then if and when Justin Fields struggles, we didn't bench the guy. We just put QB1 back on the field.
But at what point does that, like, say they're 7-1 or 7-0 or something like that. They just start red hot, and Fields happens to.
Hello?
I got you to 7-2.
I think that, and you cut out there for a little bit, but I'm conscious of something that happened in 1998 with the Vikings in Randy Moss's rookie year. Brad Johnson suffered a broken leg week two of that season against the Rams in St. Louis. Randall Cunningham came in and played lights out. And as the season unfolded, Denny Green, the late head coach of the Vikings, used the 100% rule. And it just got to a point where everybody knew. And nobody said boo. And the irony, if I'm using that word correctly, and I never do because of that damn song, but in the NFC Championship game, the magic disappeared for Randall Cunningham, and Denny Green should have gone back to Brad Johnson, and he didn't. But at some point, you're right. If it goes really well, people just quit asking about it. It just becomes a fact, and everybody just moves on, and it's about how many games you're going to win, whether you're going to get the one seed. The narrative changes because it just becomes a given that guy who has been playing is the guy.
Well, let's get into the Miami part of this, because Adam Schefter said this week that the Dolphins should call the Steelers about Russell Wilson and said it in a way where it made me think he knew that something like that might actually happen or might have already happened, Mike. If that is the case, the Dolphins call, how should the Steelers handle that conversation?
Well, I think they should resist, because the moment you trade Russell Wilson is the moment that you have only Kyle Allen as your insurance behind Justin Fields. Now, maybe they really like Kyle Allen, and somebody I know who was at a training camp practice, now this was early on, but that person said, hey, Kyle Allen looked better than any of them. So I don't know. If they're comfortable with Kyle Allen, and if the compensation is something the Steelers can't refuse, so be it. But this was the the downside to Russell Wilson taking the veteran minimum of $1.2 million in order to stick the Broncos with the balance of the $38 million he was going to make this year, because the Broncos got credit for whatever he made somewhere else, and Russell Wilson ensured they got minimum credit at 1.21. The Steelers have a guy who has won a Super Bowl and been to another Super Bowl for the lowest you can pay a guy with 10 or more years of service. That is a huge bargain. So why would you move on from that guy? Bill Belichick was on with McAfee the other day. He said the Steelers have the best quarterback situation in the league with Fields and Russell Wilson. So they better make you an offer that you just flat out cannot refuse, and you need to believe that Kyle Allen would be a competent backup for Justin Fields if Fields would get injured.
In our eternal search for a number two wide receiver, Mike, wide receivers who are on bad teams in the final years of their contract, T. Higgins on the franchise tag, Amari Cooper in Cleveland, DeAndre Hopkins in Tennessee. Right now, as things are trending, what are the likelihood of any of those three guys getting dealt between now and the first week of November?
I think the Bengals are going to turn it around, so I don't believe T. Higgins will be traded. As to the other guys, we'll see. We'll see how deep the rabbit hole goes for the Browns and whether or not that's something they'd want to do and if they'd want to trade within the division. Some teams do. Some teams don't care. DeAndre Hopkins is intriguing. You know, he's lost a step, but he never really had one. He's not a guy that's ever been a deep threat field stretcher. He's just a guy who's open even when he's covered and you throw him the ball and he helps you move the chains. But they need to do something. I talked to Calvin Austin after the game on Sunday because he had that big play, the 55-yard catch and run. I didn't realize this. They went into the game with four receivers, with asterisk Cordell Patterson is kind of number five, and Van Jefferson gets hurt early. They had three receivers, three true receivers for the balance of the game. You can't have that. You need more depth, and it can't be George Pickens, Calvin Austin, and Scotty Miller. You need somebody else to go along with Pickens. So I'd like to think that, you know, if the Steelers continue to ride high like this, they'll try to find an opportunity to take advantage of, you know, the chance to upgrade at the position. And if somebody who's got a receiver that helps you and wants that quarterback and calls about Russell Wilson, I don't know, maybe that falls toward the category of an offer you can't refuse.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Football Night in America is a big one for us here in Pittsburgh. We'll be watching the Bills and Ravens. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.